So, Doug Armstrong, tell us about your involvement with things musical in these parts.
Of course, back a few years, really. I said to you before over coffee. Mm. I've always been interested in live music, and I took up the cudgel on behalf of young people because I felt they were getting a bit of a raw deal. But then getting into it, I found out there was older people who didn't got a raw deal as well.
Yes.
And I have a passion in a way for original material.
Yep.
Because covers are all right, you know. Mm. But for every band that wrote two covers, nobody's ever listened to their other 70 songs that they wrote.
No.
And I like original material, original lyrics. I like to try and understand where people come from.
Sure.
So I just put on gigs in pubs mostly, but do concerts and to the opportunity to showcase, to express.
Mm.
And I like to think I put on quality. I'm not a promoter or anything like that. It's just done for fun, really.
For fun, yeah.
But I work in various pubs and one or two hotels, do jazz, blues.
Mm.
Trying to give it, you know, quite a cross section,
yes.
Even different genres.
Yes.
And trying to give people the opportunity and hoping that people will come in and listen, because a very hard thing these days that people don't come in and sit down and listen. They'd rather stand at the bar,
yes,
and drink and then switch into the music when they want, but they forget the performer's struggling because there's all this noise around.
Sure.
But pubs are, you know, they pay the money.
Yeah, and that's where people will learn the craft and their art, aren't they? You know, the performers, a small audience that gives them a chance to express themselves.
Absolutely. You have to learn to perform in front of two or three people, or 50 or 60. And even some of the concerts I do, and they're over 100, 200, up to 200. So you've got to learn to perform. You've got to learn to make mistakes.
Yes.
You've got to learn to fail, because failure is not bad.
No, no.
Failure doesn't mean to say it's bad.
No, no.
And you learn from the experience.
Of course you do. Yes, indeed. So carry on.
It's good to go and see your peers.
Yes.
And people that are better than you and learn from them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And vice versa, of course.
And be willing to ask questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or invite a critique. Even.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Even that. Yeah. So you're involved with a homeless project as well, aren't you? Tell us all about that.
Well, it's called The Link. The Link is run by the council, and it's a drop-in centre down Waterside in Stratford for homeless, socially isolated and vulnerable people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say homeless, it doesn't mean you're on the street.
No.
There's a lot more homeless who live in hostels, bed and breakfast, sofa surfing, staying with friends, lying boats, stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's a load of socially isolated people out there who never meet anybody.
Mm.
And all this gets together and causes mental problems, huge mental problems.
Sure.
But if you're by yourself and you're worried, depression, etc., anxiety, you lose your belief.
Mm-hmm.
So I got involved with them just in a wee project, and things escalated. And
as they do.
Absolutely. Because one thing leads to another, and we've managed to pick up funding.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard at this time, but we've had great support from Stratford Town Trust and the council, district council, which I've got to say that.
Of course.
And other people have given us money to run certain things.
Yep.
And basically we started off doing guitar lessons, getting guitars in, better guitars, so they could go and busk on the streets, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But also the appreciation of music.
Mm.
And songwriting is the thing I've always been involved with
for
about 15 years. And I work with a professional songwriter. I'll drop his name in, Nigel Clark from Dodgy.
There we are, Nigel Clark from Dodgy, yes, from the 90s.
From the 90s,
yep.
A brilliant songwriter with a massive social conscience.
You can send us the check later, Nigel.
He's in deepest Wales at the moment.
Is he?
Yeah, yes. Songwriting.
Oh, right.
He's gone away for a week.
Of quiet.
And he's a brilliant guy. And we're also joined by Jack Blackman, local blues guitarist on the national circuit, and one hell of a player.
He sounds like someone else I ought to interview.
Yeah, I'm sure you should. His
and
knowledge
Nigel.
Of the blues, and does a lot of 30s stuff.
Oh, does he?
Really interesting bloke. And there's also another guy called Wes Finch from Leamington, who's on the circuit. He joins us. So we write songs, etc., from the guy's experiences.
Mm.
We sit down and do it together. Has to be their words.
Yes.
And it's got so much to the point. They go home now and they come back next week and they've written stuff themselves.
Yes.
And you can't believe the lyrics they come out with.
Yes.
And we sit around and discuss these lyrics. Some of them might be a little bit inappropriate, but then you end up with a history lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You end up with an English lesson with the writing.
Yes.
Therapy, because we're talking to people.
Yes.
And we have some fantastic songs. I've got material coming out of my ears and upstairs in my cupboard. Every song we've ever written is there.
Is it?
Every note. Yeah, everything we do, I just pile up paperwork because it's proof.
Of course.
And I can sit on rainy days and look at it and say, my God.
Didn't we enjoy that?
Yeah, I love it.
Sounds like a book. Sounds like a book here somewhere.
Well, I could write a book with it.
You could.
But I would have to name people in there.
Yes. And that might not be quite so the thing, might it? So this project that you've got currently on, that you're just mixing a few tracks now, aren't you?
We've just done a recording session. We've got 9 tracks. 8 vocal, 1 instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
The guys are singing on some of them. They're doing backing vocals, harmonies. A couple of them are on guitars. Jack and Nigel are the musicians. And it was done at, I should drop his name in as well, Paul Johnson from Rhythm Studios in Bidford. It was a lovely studio, had huge empathy with us and the lads, and was a massive help. And that helps you. Mm-hmm. When you're working with people like this, you have to get on with them.
Sure.
You have to try and understand them, and they'll spot your body language, and if your motives are wrong,
they'll soon know.
They'll soon pick you up. But we've done a CD, we're mastering it, we're going to sell it, and we think it's an absolute cracker. We'd like to have it launched at some time, but we're obviously short of funding to do that.
Mm.
Have a house band, and then have the guys on stage. Don't set them up to fail, but huge opportunity for them.
Sure.
And then we're following it with an awareness concert on the 2nd of November at the United Reformed Church in Stratford.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely setting. And for the last 5 years, we've held an awareness concert. It's free. There's a bucket if you want to donate, but we don't push people to hassle people to do that. We get the guys to do stuff that we've written with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we fill it with a stellar lineup of other musicians because we owe it to the audience as well.
Sure.
They have a good night. We do poetry. And we've got another really, really good lineup. The lineup's always different. We're hoping for a good turnout. Hopefully we get more dignitaries this time. We usually get the same crowd. And I'm not knocking anybody by any means because people get busy. But homeless, socially isolated and vulnerable is massive at the moment.
Of course.
And we've been involved with it, myself, for 6 years.
Mm.
And which is great to be involved, and it's great to help, and it's great to have the project. The downside is we've got all this and a bit of funding only because of the homeless and the situation. And that's the downside, you know.
Mm.
You don't want to make money out of these people.
No.
Incidentally, the CD, the money will, when we sell it, will go to the Link Project.
Okay. Yep.
Which is a very, very fine project.
Sure.
It's like a drop-in centre. We're going to get food, free food, etc. You get agencies popping in there. We have a lady who runs it called Anne Johnson, who's the rough sleeping engagement officer. And she's forever on the phone trying to help these people with benefits, housing, and sometimes you're on the phone for 45 minutes before you get through.
Yes.
So she's sitting there talking to somebody
yes.
while she's got the phone on the side,
yes.
waiting in the queue.
Yes, yes.
And you get, you know, she puts in a huge amount of time to helping people.
Yeah.
You
wouldn't think that in a town like Stratford there would be such a serious problem with homelessness, would you?
You wouldn't have thought so, but there is.
Mm.
I would have a guess and say there's about, at the moment, 12, 14 rough sleepers.
Yeah.
You get more in the summer, of course.
Yes.
But that wouldn't touch the iceberg about the people who are homeless who've got problems.
Yeah.
The council, to be fair, do try and help. I wouldn't knock them in that way.
No.
But we could do with more help because a lot of prejudice against them.
Of course. They assume
they're all begging and should be out there. But
yeah.
most of these people are shot through.
Yes.
and they need massive support.
Yeah.
If they were ever to get back into work, they'd still need support.
Sure. Yeah.
Issues of drugs, alcohol, abuse, but people with genuine problems and genuine concerns.
Yeah, mental health concerns and so forth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all success with the project, and let's hope that just talking about it on the radio now for the audience of NCCR's audience, which is the Cotswolds and the world, will come up trumps for you.
Well, I much appreciate you giving me the time of day and allowing me to speak freely, because that means a lot to myself and the guys out there. So I appreciate that, Peter.
Doug Armstrong, thank you very much.
Thank you. So I tend to go on a bit.
No, that's good. That's fine.
It's hard to know where to start and hard to know where to finish.
Absolutely, yeah. Come on, stop. 2, 3, okay.